This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we have live streaming broadband version of the show is there for you, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free and join the Second American Revolution. 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. This is the show about your calls. We start an hour with calls. We go to them. Let's talk to Brink in Connecticut. Brink, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Brink, what's up?
Good. I was listening to the podcast from last night about the DROs.
Yeah, dispute resolution organizations. One man's idea as to how, disputes could be solved without the government.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting idea, but I think it would basically end up in, like, feudalism or some sort of Mad Max situation. It'd be pretty bad in the end.
Okay.
Because, essentially, like, the groups, it would either become so restrictive as to you'd have to be in a group where it would be like medieval Europe, where you basically have people that would break off and have like outlaw societies.
Hmm.
It would just be a really bad situation. That's kind of the historical situation, like for the Vikings. There were all these little protective societies, and then the Vikings were like, "Oh, we'll just go take over."
So, What do you think we should do? I mean, about the lousy situation that we have with the cops in this country. I mean, what do you think that?
I think that private law is kind of the solution.
Can you explain that?
Like the idea that basically it's another sort of really old-fashioned idea, but. Sort of, you should have common law definitions for monetary, monetary, like, remunerations for, crime. And basically, if the criminal can't pay it, they have to either work for the person that they committed the crime against, or they have to do, some time, like...
So, wait, how would this private law be enforced, exactly?
It would be moderated through court. Like, you would bring people to suit. Mm-hmm. And the idea would be, like, if you didn't obey the suit, then you would be an outlaw. And then people would have free reign on you.
What courts, though? Government courts or private courts?
No, private courts, like arbitrators.
So how is that much different? I understand it's not a DRO necessarily, but you are suggesting a non-governmental solution. You don't think that would end up as Mad Max?
I don't think so, because it would rely more on individuals. Like, it would be dispersed authority with individuals, where you're required to bring somebody else individually to suit.
Each of those people, though, would have some sort of contract with one another, correct? That way you would know which courts to go to, and, you know, you'd have some sort of insurance company overriding you, or would it just be one individual?
It wouldn't be an insurance company. The idea would be, like, essentially, like, the way it works, sorry, I'm a college history student.
Okay.
And I study medieval Icelandic law. Is that the thing I'm really into?
What?
Medieval Icelandic law.
Iceland was an anarchist society at one point.
Yeah, essentially. And what they had was, like, basically an agreed-upon court called the Althing, where things were disputed. And it would really only work for smaller societies. Like, you couldn't have a sprawling nation that would work like this.
Because
it would just be far too large. Basically, I mean, I was just reading the, the Anti-Federalist Papers, all the ideas of why the Constitution wouldn't work, and all the ideas were, like, U.S. is too large with its teeming 3 million. Like, I mean, people really, our society is way too large to work.
Hmm.
But...
Well, nonetheless, our government solution certainly isn't working very well, and I like hearing other ideas, and I appreciate you bringing it to the table. Brink, anything else on your mind?
No, that was it. I really enjoyed listening to you guys. My friend from Cornell told me about the podcast. Excellent.
Ooh, we've got Cornell students
it's
listening.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
The intelligent people that listen to our ramblings.
No, it's really good. I'm glad you guys are on the air.
Thanks. Brink, we appreciate your call. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. To Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're listening on KCXL, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy,
Walt.
Good evening, Walt. What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, it really breaks my heart about that guy up there that can't have his marijuana that he needs.
Yeah,
and,
not cool.
Unfortunately, that goes right along with what I've always believed, that we need to legalize drugs altogether. In other
Absolutely.
Words, cocaine and everything else. And it's not that I want anybody to get high or get killed from doing that stupid trash. Because that's what I consider it. But at the same time, I would like to see the Federal Reserve Bank broke.
Yeah.
Because that's... Well, the CIA brings it all in, but the bottom line is the thing is, Ronald Reagan in 1981 said in one of his huge speeches that not one red cent you pay to the income tax goes to run the federal government, but rather it goes to the Federal Reserve Banks
And, really? Ronald Reagan actually said that in a speech?
1981, sure. Wow. Do a Google search on it. You'll find it. Yeah, you know, anyway, well, he promptly got paid back for that. In 1982, he got shot, right? Okay. John Hinckley Jr. shot him, and the night before, George Bush, who was the Veep at that time, was having dinner the night before with John Hinckley Sr. So, you know, yeah, I'm not going to say it looks fishy, but, you know, it sure smells, okay?
Interesting nonetheless. Hey, Walt, were you listening in hour number one of the show tonight? Did you hear the Pitbull issue?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Oklahoma, it's not your state, but in Oklahoma, they're looking at possibly passing a law that will effectively ban pit bulls throughout the state.
Well, if I lived in Oklahoma, I'd have to move because I'm the pit bull of the pit bulls. I mean, you know, my attitude is this. You know, I didn't call about this. I actually called to talk about political prisoners in regards to the guy being held up there. But my attitude is this. In a free country, you can have anything you want to have so long as you don't endanger anyone else with it. Now, if you're an irresponsible piece of garbage, then, you know, you can give me a phone call and pay me a fee and I'll snap the guy's neck. You know, I mean, it's very simple.
Hey, Bordoff, get his number. I might need a little help sometime.
I don't suspect he'll really do it at this point if he's broadcasted on the air.
I don't care. You know, I'll tell you what, you know, I'll tell you.
Walt's so jaded, he doesn't care who hears about it.
No, I don't. I really don't. I tell you what, this is the thing that these pieces of garbage that work for the government, the CIA, the FBI, and all the rest of these pieces of garbage up there in the Senate and Congress and everything else,
yes, sir,
they all have something to lose.
Yeah.
I have nothing to lose.
Well, you do have your dogs and your junkyard and things that you do.
But okay, I got three boys that are grown. They really don't need me. They'd probably miss me. You know, I mean, and I got my
and we'd miss your calls, Walt. We'd miss your phone calls.
Okay, and my dogs would miss me, yes, but at the same time, basically, I have nothing to lose. Simply because if I lose my freedom, then you may just as well come take my life.
That's true. What else you got? Thanks for the call, Walt.
Wait,
we appreciate
wait,
you. We got to go, man. There's more calls. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. I want to start off. I wanted to talk about the other day. Actually, Ian, you were talking about how you made Free Talk Live because it's what you wanted to hear and you weren't hearing it.
That's right.
And, that really kind of hit home with me. Cause
you got to get out and do it. Do what you want.
And I think you're totally doing it. You're making the show that I didn't know about you guys until about a month ago, and I think the show is great. That's really what I've been looking for.
Excellent.
But I also wanted to tell you on that regard, working on producing a film that is actually dealing pretty heavily with the Free State Project.
Really?
And, yeah, because I feel like a lot of stuff that I've seen out there that deals with libertarian issues is just kind of not really what I want to see. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to make what I want to see, like you guys are doing with your show.
That's fantastic. And, is it like a documentary-style production?
It's a documentary, but I want to have a real narrative style with it. I kind of want to cater it to people that don't know the concept real well. I think if you hit people over the head with it too heavy, it just turns them off.
Sure.
And I think by showing, like, look, there's real people out there that feel strong enough about these issues that, like, they're moving across the country to deal with it. And, you know...
So how long has production been going on this? I mean, did you just start, or are you halfway through? What's going on?
Well, that's why I'm kind of reaching out to you guys for a little bit of help, actually. We're in pre-production. We're going to go shoot on the 11th. I'm going to go to a snowball fight.
Nice. I think that's on the 8th, though. So wait, okay, go ahead. Wrap it up. Tell us a little bit more.
Actually, can I hang on with you guys? I don't think I can wrap it up. But,
all right. We'll let you hang on for a little bit.
Boy, there's a man in airtime tonight.
You ask for it, you know. You ask nice. Good things come to those who ask. 800-259-9231. You want the sale? You got to ask for it, right, Manwich?
That's what you got to do.
Hey, we're going to see if your calls keep coming in, we're never going to get to the speech, and that's okay because I really don't want to hear it. But we will heckle the president if we get a chance. More coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from 7 herbs. Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/30/106.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can visit the bulletin board system with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, 1,100 people, actually more than that, interacting. It's all free, fun stuff, and serious issues. They're all there for you at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. We return to Tom in New York. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. You were telling us about a film that you're making because, well, nobody else was doing it, so you took the initiative. You did it. You're going to do it yourself, and I presume you have some sort of people helping you with it because usually film production does involve more than one person. But you said you're going to New Hampshire in order to film the snowball fight that they're going to be having up there. The New Hampshire Freedom Movement has challenged the federal government bureaucrats that work in New Hampshire to a snowball fight.
Yeah, well, that's just the first thing we're going to kind of go to get acquainted with people and shoot.
Right.
But the idea is to use the Free State Project to kind of show some of the issues, you know, in the real-life application and through a narrative story and have, like, real characters people can kind of connect to. And,
Very cool. Now, how are you planning on distributing this?
Well, we haven't gotten that far yet. We're still kind of in pre-production. We're kind of jumping into it. But the main goal is to try to kind of get into some festivals and get some attention that way.
You know, I think it's a great idea because they do documentaries on everything. I saw a documentary on some guy who's like a dirt track racer,
yeah.
And, you know, his family. What the heck? I mean, you know, what's he got going for him? His son sings in a punk rock band?
This is actually a little more wide-reaching, a little more interesting to a wider audience.
It's a lot of people are involved, and it could very well have a huge effect on United States history.
Well, it could actually...
And no one's documenting it on film right now.
And it could do a lot to bring more people to the Free State Project. For instance, like you were saying, maybe bringing it around to freedom conventions, maybe bring it to the Libertarian Party National Convention. And
coffee shops that are... sentimental to this kind of thing. Sympathetic.
Sympathetic, sure.
The thing that's actually the most exciting about it is about back in November, I had been in contact with Michael Bernard's campaign staff because mm-hmm. he gives a constitution class. And
right.
We thought it would be where things do get a little bit theoretical. We thought using his class as a sort of narration would be very neat, and we've been given permission to actually do that. The issue I'm facing right now is he might possibly be doing his last class in February, which is not far away. We don't have the funds to get out there to shoot it quite yet. It's in Vegas.
There's actually some videos online of the class. I don't know if that would help you if you could just rip the audio out of them. But there's free video footage of Michael Badnarik giving all 7 hours of his Constitution class online if you look around for it.
I have seen that. We have something pretty specific in mind as to what we want to do. We'd really like to get the real thing and also some interview stuff aside from that.
I think it's an exciting idea. Keep us up to date on your progress, Tom. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kirby in New Jersey. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kirby, what's up?
Well, all right. You know, the whole concept of 1984... When I first heard about it, I thought it was a little bit unrealistic, you know, that everybody could be living in a society where the government slogan was freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength and all that.
Yeah. You know, they do exactly that. War is peace.
War is peace. Well, you know what? It's really weird because I turned on the State of the Union tonight because I just wanted to see what the adjective that George Bush would use to describe what the State of the Union is,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it was going to be pretty good or something.
Yeah.
But the weird thing, it really does sound like, you know, freedom is slavery. And that's, the freedom, liberty, liberty, liberty.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't feel too free, nor do I feel like I'm living in a state of liberty at all.
Neither do I. And you know what, I think the reason that there's such a problem is that the government, the leaders, are just too comfortable. It seems like they're too safe. They don't fear us.
That's exactly right. I don't know who said it. I'm paraphrasing somebody. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. But when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny.
Yeah, like I was in history class in government school. Coincidentally, we just went through France in the 19th century during all these ideologies popping up. But the significant thing that I noticed is that all these kings are abdicating all the time because they're all scared that they're going to get guillotined the way that Louis XVI is. They're all afraid that the French people are going to come and take them out. And
right.
I think the people of the world have lost this sort of revolutionary speaker.
You know, it's almost a shame that we don't have a monarchy anymore. I mean, at least then there's only really one head of state to go after. Now there's 535 of them in Washington.
Yeah.
Kirby, thanks for the call, as always. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. Since he brought up the State of the Union, let's see if this malarkey is still going on here.
Of whether it's still germane.
Sounds like it might be over.
The origins of how the U.S. Got into Iraq. But
this is
now,
the NPR stream, and they have a bad habit of commenting over things, too. I think it might be over. I don't have the video footage, so I can't tell.
Our men and women in uniform are making sacrifices and showing a sense of duty stronger than all fear. They know what it's like to fight house to house in a maze of streets.
What are they sacrificing themselves for, anyway? But doesn't there have to be a purpose to sacrifice? What's the purpose of their sacrifice?
It does kind of indicate sacrifice, but they're certainly sacrificing themselves on the altar of the
corporate monolith that is that has become America.
And they're not benefiting from their sacrifice. Their families aren't benefiting from their sacrifice. We're not benefiting from their sacrifices.
But the big companies that sell stuff to the Army certainly is.
Ah.
Here's what Dan wrote. I know what honor is. It has been an honor to protect and serve all of you. I faced death with the secure knowledge that you would not have to. Never falter. Don't hesitate to honor and support those of us who had the honor of protecting that which is worth protecting.
Man, how many times is this guy going to use the word honor in his letter? It's clear that he's reading a letter from some troop over there, some soldier, and obviously hand-selected in order to bolster whatever it is that Bush wants to bolster. You know, if you randomly selected somebody over there, for everybody we've ever spoken to that has been over there has told us that most of the guys there don't want to be there. They don't consider it an honor. They joined up so they could get their college paid for. And now they have to die in the dirt over in the desert? That's how they feel about it. Of course, he managed to find some guy that would write exactly what they wanted to write. Oh, and remember that guy that was doing the blog? There was a soldier that was doing a blog from over in Iraq. And he actually was pretty critical of the Bush administration in his blog. And the Bush administration got wind of it. And they actually had his superiors order him to write a retraction. He wrote a retraction in his blog that basically sounded like what Bush is reading right now. Like, it sounded like he was told to write every single word in the retraction at gunpoint.
Our nation is grateful to the fallen who live in the memory of our country. We're grateful to all who volunteered to wear our nation's uniform. And as we honor our brave troops, let us never forget the sacrifices of America's military families.
Very emotional, heart-wrenching. He's trying to get some extra polling numbers, isn't he? This is the State of the Union address. I don't know. He's not talking about the State of the Union. He's appealing to emotion. Yeah, he's appealing to emotion based on, you know, the soldiers and supporting our troops and all that malarkey. 800-259-9231. If you want to comment on this, we've missed a good 25 minutes of it. Not that it would have been good, but we've missed a large chunk of it. Do we miss something important? Some excessive lies on his behalf? If you want to report them to us, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is your show. We'll continue heckling the president. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. You can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live to prove that they listen to the show. We call it validation. You can learn more at the Shrine at freetalklive.com. So we were listening to some of the president's State of the Union address during the break there, and he's talks a good game about that liberty and freedom stuff, doesn't he? No. He's pretty good about that.
Sure.
Talks about it.
If you listen to him, you'd think that we were everybody that he comes in contact is free and liberty. And
right, and he wants liberty for all those other nations.
Yeah, then democracy and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, you know, when you look at the news story we had yesterday where the U.S. Army's kidnapping the wives of suspected insurgents, yeah. That doesn't seem like liberty to me.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
This would increase the suffering and chaos of our world, undercut our long-term security, and dull the conscience of our country. I urge members of Congress to serve the interests of America by showing the compassion of America.
What does that mean?
Our country must also remain on the offensive against terrorism here at home.
How about you serve the interests of America by getting the hell out of our lives and letting us control our own finances, for instance?
This nation has superb professionals in law enforcement, intelligence, the military, and homeland security. These men and women are dedicating their lives, protecting us all, and they deserve our support and our thanks.
Yes, thank you, police states. We feel so safe. Please keep checking my ID. Stop me randomly on the roads because it'll make me feel good. Unending applause for this garbage. That's the worst part about these things.
They also deserve the same tools they already use to fight drug trafficking and organized crime.
Yeah, that's really
so
winning.
That's because the Army is now the world's police.
Right?
Somehow somebody collapsed Army with police.
Yeah, that's been happening. I mean, just over time, the police has become more and more militarized. In fact, they've gone through military trainings in some cases, and you know, the lines are definitely blurring. No doubt about that.
It is said that prior to the attacks of September the 11th, our government failed to connect the dots of the conspiracy.
You fail at everything, you douche.
We now know that two of the hijackers in the United States...
By the way, I'd be saying the same thing if this was Bill Clinton, just for anybody who's listening for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He's a douche,
too. But we did not know about their plans until it was too late. So to prevent another attack, based on authority given to me by the Constitution and by statute, I have authorized a terrorist surveillance program to aggressively pursue the international communication.
Right. Did he say he was going to surveil on Terrence? Is that what he said?
Terrorists.
Previous presidents...
He's just giving us all a fair warning. Hey, you come bothering me on this terrorist issue.
Yeah.
Something bad's going to happen to you.
Here it comes. Here it comes, y'all.
Appropriate members of Congress have been kept informed.
No, they haven't. There's members of Congress right now today that are saying, hey, you know, we were at the Security Commission meeting and we asked you specific questions and you didn't tell us. That Alberto Gonzalez guy? Big fat liar.
Right. They lied to Congress about their non-existence
of
their program.
That's what some senators are claiming, at least.
This, of course, is very...
So, there you go. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Wolf in Indiana. Wolf, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, are you managing to keep your vomit in after hearing that?
And that's pretty pretty hard to do right now. That's
what's on your mind, Wolf?
Well, it's about what we were talking about last night with the government selling off all the public land.
Okay.
And like I made the point that you had said that if you're on someone else's land, then you have to follow their rules, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's how it is today. Sure,
that's how it is today. But you know, right now I can go on the public land, some of it, whenever I want, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. Usually it's fenced off. You have to go in through a gate. But okay.
And I was just out of the post office, and they told us we couldn't protest in, you know, particular places and times and all that stuff.
Right. There's no freedom on government-owned land, but go ahead.
Well, wouldn't it be better, instead of selling us off to private individuals, just to, like, keep it public land, but let the government have, like, a hands-off policy towards
so
it?
So then nobody would be responsible for taking care of it, is what you're saying.
Well, if they hurt someone else, then they'd be responsible for that, but otherwise they could do whatever they wanted.
So you could just go in and just destroy the property and there'd be no consequences, is what you're saying?
Well, if you're hurting it, yeah.
Well, wait, hurting someone else or hurting the property?
Well, it depends on what you mean by hurting the property.
Well, what if, okay, you're saying hands off, so I'm going to go in there and just start chopping down trees and setting bushes on fire and, you know, just destroying things, urinating on the beavers?
Wait, the beavers!
What would happen to me? I mean, you said nobody's taking care of the property, so it's mine as much as it is yours, right?
If you sold it to a private company, they could go urinate on their beavers too, you know.
Why would they do that though? That's silly. You're being silly.
Well, you're being silly. I mean,
no, I'm not.
Really,
private companies do own forests, right, and they take care of them. In fact, privately owned forests and things like that are handled much better than government-run forests.
I've got squirrels in my trees at my house, and I feed them nuts.
They're too busy out making money off of their property to be urinating on the squirrels.
Well, that's great if, you know, they're taking good care of the land, but if it's privately owned, I can't go on it. So what good is that to me?
Yes, you can. There's plenty. In fact, there's actually forests that are used for paper products that you can go on and camp on. In fact, that's one of the ways they make a little bit of non-traditional revenue. Instead of just selling paper products and harvesting trees, they have a section of the forest that's, you know, built for consumer use.
And you've got to look at the hunting situation. There's many, you know, as far as hunting seasons go, you can't hunt these animals all year round. So they have to use this land for different stuff. So they let campers go on it, too.
Absolutely.
At different times of the year.
I mean, it's pristine in comparison to the government forests. And there's no reason why, Wolf, there's no reason why you couldn't own your own forest, or you and Greenpeace, or you and the Nature Conservancy, and open it up to whoever wants to come.
There would be, as a matter of fact, organizations like Greenpeace and the Nature Conservancy definitely would have memberships that you would be able to participate in, and you would be able to go to all kinds of forests.
Well, they could do that now, right?
They could.
They could. But they spend too much of their money lobbying the government. That's one of the problems with what we have. They spend millions trying to convince the government to do things the way they want them to, and it's just a waste of money.
And there's little demand for this.
I'm totally against that, you know.
You're totally against lobbying the government?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good, because it would be a much better way to spend those millions of dollars by buying up land and protecting it, which is what they claim to want to do.
Well, how about instead of having, you know, to buy it up, okay, all the land that's, like I said, that's right now government land or whatever, just make it public land and let the government, you know, kind of stay out of it.
You already asked that question, and the reason why you can't do that is because if nobody is the steward of the land, who's going to take care of it?
Well, okay, you could do some, like, a homestead thing where if you're using the land, like if you have a house on it or something.
Sure, you can homestead. You could homestead it, sure, but why not sell it off? Because then at least we could pay off some of the debt that this government owes. It'd be a way to do that. And land isn't that expensive,
money, so.
Land isn't that expensive.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Out in the middle of nowhere? No, it's not.
It depends on where you go. I mean, if you go on eBay right now, and look at Montana or Colorado or Wyoming, you'll look at and you'll see land that's very, very, very cheap. I was in the center of Florida. It's been a couple of years, like 3 or 4 years.
Acres.
It was amazing to me. They were selling city lots inside this fictitious city that they were trying to create for $600 a piece.
Yeah.
That's with water and sewer going to them.
The thing is, supposedly, I already own part of this government land, right?
No, but that's just...
I'm not going to get any of the benefits.
That's the big lie, my friend.
You've been fooled, dude. You don't own any of it. It's garbage. They've been lying to you. Thanks for the call, Wolf. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, try to take a piece of the land that you own and see what they say.
That's right. Build a house on your land.
More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's StemEnhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there for you. Months of the show. We give it all away right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. So we've been just sort of playing around with the president here and his State of the Union address. This is something that we do from time to time on Free Talk Live. We'll just sort of tune in and give a little running commentary to important speeches like
this. An olive branch there calling for...
Oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. There's their commentators. So he's been talking about all kinds of malarkey and, you know, how... The Medicare is getting bigger, and there must be something done, and he needs a line item veto. And
for all that Americans make and grow, one out of every five factory jobs in America is related to global trade, and we want people everywhere to buy American. With open markets and a level playing field, no one can outproduce or outcompete the American worker.
You've taken care of that level market crap, haven't you?
Well, no, he said open markets, which almost sounds like free markets. I'm not sure what he means by that. But level playing field, he follows up a term that sounds free marketish with a classic socialist line.
Mm-hmm.
Level the playing field. It's unfair out there. Hey, you shouldn't have to take any risk in your business. You should have a level playing field where everyone else who in your industry is all made equal by government regulation.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about.
As though the government could for a moment make everything equal.
That's exactly what he's talking about. And what he's talking about is somehow restricting other countries and, you know, slapping tariffs on their products coming in here to protect U.S. industry.
Have a rational, humane guest worker program that rejects amnesty, allows temporary jobs for people who seek them legally, and reduces smuggling and crime at the border.
That guest worker program.
That's the thing that all those conservatives are angry about, right?
Yeah, they want it. They want their border taken care of, you
know? That's their pet issue with Bush, isn't it? That he actually wants to somehow loosen immigration restrictions?
Yeah, he wants to bring
the immigrants. Bring the immigrants in the country and destroy our culture.
As long as it's legal. I got to do it legally. Well, who cares? Oh, we say open the borders on Free Talk Live. And welfare and open the borders. Now, that's something you'll never hear out of his mouth.
The government has a responsibility to provide health care for the poor and the elderly, and we are meeting that responsibility.
What? What? Where is that in the Constitution? Maybe I missed it, man. Which, I mean, does it actually say in Article 1, Section 8, government has a responsibility to provide for the poor and the elderly? Are conservatives applauding this? I mean, they must be doing it because they're going to get old someday, and they're just lazy. People have become so lazy because they've been, well, brought up to believe this. They've been brought up to think that, you know, I don't have to really save for my retirement. Huh, that's why I paid into Social Security all these
right.
years. Oh, look, honey, we can spend that extra $200 that we got in the paycheck this week on booze. We're not going to need it down the line. The government's going to take care of us.
The president, the expansion.
Don't worry about the future.
Coverage portable so workers can switch jobs without having to worry about losing their health insurance.
Oh, that's right. We need the government to take care of our health care because we're all just a bunch of morons.
Right.
We can't handle the idea of calling up Blue Cross or Blue Shield or whoever it is in your state and calling them up and saying, hey, I'd like to buy a health insurance policy. Well, sir, we have five options. You can pick from blah, 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 blah. Is that difficult?
Mm. We're responsible for feeding ourselves, aren't we?
How... I mean, when your parents are, if we had a more responsible society where everybody wasn't used to the government taking care of them or allegedly, supposedly taking care of them, then when children were getting older, becoming age of majority, parents would say, okay, little manwich, you're getting older now and soon you're going to be moving out and that means you're going to have your own auto insurance and your own health insurance. Well, what's that, Mom? Well, son, it allows you to take care of yourself if there's a problem. You only pay a little bit every month. I mean, it's not hard to explain these concepts to people. It's not rocket science, buying insurance.
Well, it seems like people want the government to wipe their butt for them and everything.
Apparently so. That's in the Constitution, too. You must have missed that part.
To change how we power our homes and offices, we will invest more in zero-emission coal-fired plants.
Cold farts.
Revolutionary solar and wind technologies. And clean, safe nuclear energy.
Nuclear.
Yeah,
that's right.
Said,
it's nuclear, pal.
After five years.
It's nuclear.
After 5 years, you would think that he'd have some coach tell him, hey, Prez.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Nuclear. You are an idiot. 800-259-9231.
We must also change how we power our automobiles. We'll increase our research in better batteries for hybrid and electric cars
now,
and
you know
pollution-free
crap,
cars
right?
that
He's
run
an oil
on
man.
Hydrogen. We will also fund additional research in cutting-edge methods of producing ethanol, not just from corn, but from wood chips and stalks or switchgrass.
Yay! Government can do anything! All it just needs is more money, and they can just research everything! They're going to fund all kinds of magical research and get lots of results, because government has done so much in the past. Wait, no? Government's never come up with any sort of revolutionary technological advances. All technological changes and advances have come as a result of people seeking profit, going after money, you know, those greedy money grubbers that our emailer was talking about earlier tonight. That's why advances have happened. That's why the hydrogen cells are coming about. That's why alternative power sources are coming about. Not because government is subsidizing it. Not because George Bush gets on stage and says, we're going to fund revolutionary changes.
You know, hydrogen's just another unrenewable resource, because you have to split the water molecule. And what's going to happen once we split all the water molecules? My God, we'll have no water.
800-259-9231. Look, if you want the government to come up with world-changing devices and revolutionary ideas, you're going to have a long, long, disappointing wait. More Free Talk Live coming up. You can still take control of the show even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number you need. You can still take control of the airwaves, Ian, even in these very few remaining moments here. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more, all free. If you want to support the show, though, on a voluntary basis, we ask you to go to the AMP program and learn more about that. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, you want to get us more internet player, internet MP3 players carrying the show, well, the way to do it is to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com, for $3 a month. You get access to classic archives. You get access to the amplifier-only bulletin board system, AMP-only call-in line, and more. Plus, when we reach our final goal, we'll cut back on commercial time by 25%. Get more details, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's see if we got more to talk about here with the President's State of the Union Address, providing our Free Talk Live commentary. He's talking about all kinds of the typical garbage, health care, and
Americans, especially parents,
supporting the troops.
Concerns about the direction of our culture and the health of our most basic institutions. They're concerned about unethical conduct by public officials and discouraged by activist courts that try to redefine marriage. They worry about children in our society who need direction and love, and about fellow citizens still displaced by natural disaster, and about suffering caused by treatable diseases.
Hey, what about Steve Cubby?
As we look at these,
he's suffering from a treatable disease right now.
Sure is.
At the hands of your drug warriors. He's in jail for smoking pot. What about him? Oh, well, he doesn't count.
People know better than that. We have proven the pessimists wrong before, and we will do it again.
You know what? Pessimism. Somebody could make the allegation that
You know what, man? You and man, what you're really pessimistic about
cynical.
Government. You're cynical and jaded, and you're pessimistic. You don't think government can do anything right.
Well, I'd say we're very optimistic. We believe in the human spirit. We believe that people can be responsible for their own actions and make things happen. I say that if you think the government's got to handle every little issue down to handing out medication to seniors and providing for you in your old age
and doing and, research,
you know, doing everything, you're the cynical one. You're the one who believes so little in your fellow man.
Yeah.
You believe that people won't give to charity because that you know they won't give to charity, so therefore we've got to take their money at gunpoint to give it to the poor.
The sickest part is, not only do you believe that, but also you believe that somehow, even though you don't think your fellow man can handle all of these things, somehow the men that get into government are superior
yeah.
to the rest of us.
Somehow they know better than we do.
Somehow these morons, Republicans and Democrats alike, these guys who don't know anything about some of them have never had experience running businesses in their lives, and that these people are somehow more expert at life than we are, that they know what's right, that they know how that we should live our lives and how we should be educated and what opportunities we should be given in life. Who made these decisions? And why do you believe them why do you believe these people? Why do you applaud this stuff? When you hear somebody get up to a podium and say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're the government and we're big and powerful and trust us. Trust us with your money. Because the cool thing about the free market, the cool thing about allowing people to be responsible for their own lives, is they get to make their own choices. If they don't want to support the ethanol research, they don't have to. If they don't want to support somebody that they don't like with their money, they don't have to. If they want to give extra money to a group that they really do like, they can do that.
Freedom is scary.
Yeah, freedom means choices. And government means one-size-fits-all crap. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And man,
we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll join you online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.